Hello, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Thursday, March 18th. Blessings on your Thursday. Amen. It's our 30th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion, and we're in the week with the theme, Expect New Life. Expect New Life. Amen. Let's crank the monks up, get them ready. See if they're out there. Hello. You guys ready? Oh, there they are. So we're back to the chant of the mystics, the cerulean, the surf and sea, candle, and some good old green tea. Straight up green tea. Amen. Today our scripture is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The church in Ephesus, the famous church of Ephesus. And in the text, we're going to have Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. This is part of a prayer that Paul delivers for this church in Ephesus to have spiritual empowerment come upon them and lead them through the, you know, the rough times, right? Yeah. To be led by God in the Holy Spirit is a church-changing event. So we'll hear about that, and then we'll hear some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan and some reflective thoughts and questions and a poem by Mary Oliver. Now you know her. Probably getting used to her. Probably already looking forward to that poem now, right? And we'll pray it out at the end. So here's our scripture. Again, Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. Paul's writing to the church in Ephesus, and this happens to be a prayer, part of a prayer that he is giving to the church. So let's hear the words of the Bible. These are Paul's words to the church in Ephesus. He says this, "When I think of the wisdom and scope of God's plan, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will give you mighty inner strength through His Holy Spirit. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in Him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love." Did you hear that? May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now glory be to God. By His mighty power at work within us, He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. May He be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan shares these insights. She says, every local church is a living, growing organism, which means we are changing. Our congregations grow older or larger or smaller. Some grow in faith while others grow weary. Each of the various ways we grow means we must learn new ways to be church. Fortunately, God guides our path to new life, even when we are dragging our heels because we don't think we will like the changes that result. And the Spirit of Christ strengthens us together as church as we find our way. Paul's line that we are being rooted and grounded in love reminds me of the crepe myrtle in my front yard that kept putting up shoots from the ground. I cut them off so the tree would look less shaggy. I stuck them in water, hoping they would root. They did not. But I stuck those bare roots in a pot of dirt and moved them to my new home. You guessed it. Little green buds popped up on three of the sticks. New life from something apparently dead. When we are planted in sacred love, new life is assured. Some time for reflection now, either on your pads or your iPads or your brain pad, whatever kind of pad you have. Mary Alice Mulligan says this: think of some new life that happened in your church. Some new life that happened in your church. Maybe the music program changed, or a group of different people joined, or new ways of communication were established, or people who never led committees before were elected. Kind of hoping we never have committees or elections anymore, but we'll see. Did you resist those changes at first? How did you come to embrace it? Where is God in congregational change? That's a really important question. Where is God in congregational change? What does new life look like now? A poem from Mary Oliver called Can You Imagine? I'll read it through twice. Can You Imagine? By Mary Oliver. For example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms, or the watery dark of a summer night, or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there, looking the way they look when we're looking. Surely you can't imagine they don't dance from the root up, wishing to travel a little, not cramped so much as wanting a better view, or more sun, or just as avidly, more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there, loving every minute of it. The birds, or the emptiness, the dark rings of the years slowly and without a sound thickening, and nothing different unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that. Can you imagine? by Mary Oliver. For example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms or the watery dark of a summer night, or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there looking the way they look when we're looking. Surely you can't imagine they don't dance from the root up, wishing to travel a little. Not cramped so much as wanting a better view, or more sun, or just as avidly more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there loving every minute of it. The birds, or the emptiness, the dark rings of the years slowly and without a sound thickening. And nothing different, unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, guiding Holy One, for bringing me to this congregation and for the faithful journey we are taking together. Amen, hallelujah, and amen.